People are still traveling to get to be with us or registering down the hill. So we'll save that for the next time. And the purpose of this first session is really to get through some of the informational pieces about the weekend, to hear from the center management as to what we should and shouldn't know about, and to remind you a bit about our decided COVID regulations and mask wearing. So I will be doing that in a minute. But let's welcome, Clive, who's just going to talk to us about the site and a few things we should and shouldn't do and know at this time. Thank you. Over to you. Thank you. So just to remind all of us of our COVID guidelines, which have sort of changed a bit during the week. We really would ask that whenever we're meeting together, we wear masks. So that's when you're just sitting in this venue, when we're worshiping clearly, as we're queuing up for meals, as they've just asked us to do. So whenever you're really in close contact with each other and there's a risk of those particles being passed on, we do ask that you wear a mask. There are plenty of spare ones around. I bought 150 with me. I think there were another 150 with someone else. So we've got plenty of masks. So if you lose one, don't worry about that. Just find another one at the main reception. There are plenty of them there. And use the hand sanitizer as well. We're just concerned for everyone's health, well-being. We do have some vulnerable people with us for which catching COVID would certainly not be a good idea. So please bear with us and comply with that regulation. That'd be great. Thank you so much. So this first session, as I said, is really first and foremost about giving you some information, but secondly about just spending a good period of time with the Lord in worship. Our second session is focused on hearing from Dan and the main talk of the weekend, and that's more or less all we have time for in that session. And we'll have some welcomes as well at the beginning, but then we'll be hearing from Dan. So this morning, and tomorrow morning are our two main times when we all have a good chunk of time just to come before the Lord and to worship him, which I assume, like me, you're probably really looking forward to and have really missed over the last 18 months. So, and it was wonderful on that note to come back together last Sunday and worship together. And I was, and I'm sure you were, if you were there particularly, inspired by the number of words that the Lord had for us around his love for us and the importance of our love for each other. And just to pick out one, we heard from Bruce, who brought us a word from 1 Peter 4, verse 8, which says, "Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins." He also reminded us about 1 John 4, verse 21, where it says, "He has given us this command, anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister." So we simply can't claim to love God without loving each other. So again, it's a wonderful opportunity this weekend to deepen our relationships, to pick up those relationships maybe where they got left a number of months ago, and really to refresh those and refresh our love for each other and the brethren. And I've been reading Exodus at the moment, and the somewhat rocky relationship you read in there as they go through the desert between God and his people, how they're faithful one minute and they're worshipping golden calves on the next, and how God one minute is saying he's going to look after them and lead them, and the next minute is saying he's going to desert them and destroy them. But that very much contrasts with the relationship that Moses had with the Lord through all that. And you'll remember that for a good period of time, his face was simply radiant with the God's presence. And that really is my prayer for us all this weekend, that as we spend time in worship with the Lord, so our faces, our bodies, our beings will just start to radiate more and more of God's love and God's presence with us here today. So let's stand, let's invite the band out, and let's really just turn to the Lord, perhaps speak out in tongues, and really just invite the Holy Spirit to come, and that this time will be a time of honoring to the Lord and a blessed time with each other. So come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Lord Jesus.